That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Good!
Go on, Carlos.
Get up! Pale!
You're listening to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Hey everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
Feed the Terrible Australian.
That dude sounds like Charles Bronson!
And Professor Batch.
She wants the revenge for the ones that took her bananas.
This podcast contains explicit language.
No, he said it all love, so that way when he, you know...
Yes. Allegedly.
Adult themes.
It just wants to go down.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com and you can show your support and get exclusive content at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
My son just escaped from his school.
I got molested in a little boy's room. Hands off my treasure, Bosun Moon.
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to part two of the 2B Tuesdays podcast Best of 2022 episodes. Now, before we go straight into this one, I want to send a huge thank you to all of our fans and listeners who tuned into part one. We hope you really enjoyed that episode and those collections of some great moments that we had from some of the films that we covered on the 2B Tuesdays podcast in 2022. So now we are back with even more moments from other films that didn't make part one, but we decided to put on this episode instead. And believe me, for myself, Marcy and Batch, these moments are probably just as epic, if not even more so, than the ones that we put together for part one. So let's get straight to it. And first up, of course, was a film that Batch picked for Boopy Fair Month last year. And that, of course, was Golden Temple Amazons. Now, Batch was fully aware of this film when he picked it, but for Marcy and I, we had not even heard of this film prior to sitting down to watching it, so we had no idea what to expect. And let's just say, this film, within the first 5 seconds, completely hooked us and just started off with complete bang. And as you're about to hear, you'll understand why that is. So let's get straight to it, and here is Golden Temple Amazons.
I'm scared.
Whoa.
Whoa, we're booby faring already.
Oh, booby fair right off the bat in the first 1 second.
I promised and I delivered.
Round of applause.
Nothing exploitative with this so far.
This Wonder Woman sequel is weird.
I mean...
I'm kind of here for it.
This movie right now is just starting off with boobies and slow motion horse riding with porno music.
Luckily, I had not sipped my drink yet because I would have been doing a bunch of spit takes already by now.
Even those horses are naked. This is going to be one of those movies, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, it totally is.
I mean, I don't understand why they even have any clothing at all, because there's this doing nothing. I mean, on that chick, it just added some extra jiggle to the boob, but that was about it.
Well, I hope that most of them are wearing undies, because it would hurt like a motherfucker if you're riding a horse... you know, bareback without undies on.
I mean, there's probably some pornos for that.
That's probably a thing.
Almost got you too!
This is suddenly becoming an After Dark episode.
It is.
Oh, it's set in modern times. Oh!
Oh, that escalated quickly.
That did escalate quickly.
We don't
you
allow...
Amazons get off my lawn!
Whoa!
Amazons are like, not taking your shit today.
We don't allow people wearing clothes in our jungle.
No. Amazons are fuck this shit o'clock already.
Yes.
Actually,
this
that
could
was...
almost be an Andy Sedaris movie.
It could be.
We just need some bazookas. Oh wait, this movie does have them.
Oh no, it's archival footage, it's Hell of the Living Dead again!
These elephants are naked!
Their dicks are out!
Ew.
I bet the trunks are out, sorry. Before anyone says anything, I was very much aware of what I said, because that was meant to be the joke.
Sure it was.
It was!
Sure.
Okay, here's your protagonist who is topless through the entire movie.
Cha-ching!
And this Baba reboot is getting weird.
Baba.
That's almost how old I am, because I remember watching Baba as a kid.
Is this the sexy Jungle Book?
Yes.
Do these animals talk?
They should, though.
I would pop 4D if they did.
Is this going to be, like, Day of the Animals, where we have, like, all characters just voice all the animals in the film?
I mean, that monkey is clearly Charles Bronson.
Hey, I'm Charles Bronson. Somebody murdered my bananas. I'm going to have to kill them.
Shut up!
She's got raccoon tails around her neck! How are there raccoon tails in the raccoons in the jungle?
Mm. Beach losing his mind already. I win this.
I party with these girls. They're hardcore.
Mm. So, Craven, off topic slightly.
Okay.
We got some art for the upcoming Craven movie.
Don't get me started on that fucking bullshit, man. That is not me.
That isn't.
I am much bigger in real life.
That, I don't know what, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know.
Allegedly, you are.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Oh, is that the Golden Temple?
That Golden Temple is made out of the same golden, like, what is it, aluminium foil as that goose from the center of the ice cream, buddy.
I knew you would pop at this movie.
I've already popped, like, at least 10 times already. This is, like, Possessed by the Night all over again, but me this time instead of us.
And we haven't made any Steven Seagal jokes yet.
No.
Not yet. That dude's too thin to be Steven Seagal.
That looks like the guy that got shot at the beginning.
It does.
What? They're just reusing actors. Jesus. I thought it was like the Wish.com version of Lex Luthor.
It's Billy Zane.
If only.
That would have been amazing if Billy Zane was in this movie.
We need a Billy Zane movie.
Yes. Well,
we do. We haven't had one yet. No, we haven't.
We did.
Oh,
they're cutting gold aluminium foil out of the wall.
What is this?
I knew it would pop both of you guys.
What was the budget? $2?
Yes. The answer is always yes, Marcy, when it comes to films like this.
And why is that guy trying to dig through a hole?
Dig through a hole.
Well.
You said hole.
He's still trying to find the clitoris.
I think this qualifies for almost like one of the top Tubi movie of the year.
Yes. This is definitely a big contender for sure.
Between Possessed by the Night and this movie, yes.
Yes.
So much booby fare in that film. Now, we move right along to the second film for this episode, which of course was a film that Marcy picked, and I'm so glad that she picked this one for the show last year, because this one, for me personally, is definitely without a doubt one of my favorite episodes that we did last year, and that of course was Ninja Terminator. This movie is absolutely insane, and also it has a character in this film who has an aspect of himself that became a huge part of the show in 2022, mainly because it became an absolute running gag for us throughout the entirety of Phase 2. And as you're about to hear, you're going to understand why this particular thing became a huge obsession with us. So without further ado, here he is, Ninja Terminator.
Do without Tamashi.
Who's Tamashi?
The guy we just saw killed.
I didn't die, no. Who are these people? I don't know.
They're his siblings.
Okay, well, I don't know. This is a very small funeral.
Obviously, my sister, don't worry. This dude reminds me of like being like an Asian Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And he's a Canadian hard 50.
Yes.
I'd say 27.
He's actually 14.
I nearly spit my drink everywhere. Thanks, Batch.
That's what I do.
What is going on with the framing? The shot?
That guy's not even there!
To the left, just to move it. A little to the right.
Did they just set the camera up and just filmed it and they didn't realize they were out of shot?
Well, from what I gather, because I was looking up the specs for this movie, like, this movie was in 2x35, which is like the big widescreen format.
So now that we see it like this, we're missing big blacks of frame.
Yeah, but when you do pan and scan to fit a TV format, you're supposed to like move the screen around to fit the bit.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, now it's moving. I had to move the camera a little bit over here.
Now they remembered.
Top 40 of the week for that right there.
Yes.
Oh, don't worry. That's not the last time you'll see shots like that throughout the movie.
And that's not the last time you'll pop 4D either. Hey, I want to live in that house. Oh!
The beat is broken.
BG, you have to wear that wig, that suit.
That's a choice. It's a choice. It's how he sees himself. He's living his best life.
He is wearing He-Man's hair on top of his head. That is a He-Man wig.
He wanted bangs. He grew his hair out. He dyed it blonde. They said, I could use some bangs.
Who's going to take him seriously dressed like that with that hair?
Okay, I like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got our next member of the Hall of Fame when that comes back.
If not the actor, just the hair.
Just the hair.
Special dish, something called drunken crab, and I know you're. I like how she says, "I'm making your special dish. It's something you've never had before."
What's drunken crab?
Oh, get watermelon off my blade.
Yes.
You put some alcohol in a
dish. Crabs!
Get a drug. Whoa!
Oh no, I got crabs.
This is why I escaped my ex-boyfriend, because of all these crabs.
Good one.
mind you, these two are meant to be married, but they look like grandfather and granddaughter.
Yeah. Jesus!
Oh, that crab got hit. Whoa! Animal cruelty right there.
That crab had one day left to retirement, okay. For fuck's sake.
Now, this is the section from the other movie that they inserted.
Obviously, it looks so different. Yeah. Hello, Alfred. Yes, okay.
Thanks, John. How are you? Okay, Steve.
Yes.
My favorite thing about this whole film when I was watching it, the character's voice dubbing is so inconsistent
yes.
with the languages, because some characters sound like they're speaking American, and then they sound Australian the next. Oh, it's a Garfield
phone. It's a Garfield phone! Who is it? It's Jaguar 1. If you didn't hear that, that's a Garfield rotary phone. The head ninja warrior guy has a Garfield phone, and my life is complete right now.
Yes.
And this guy looks like one of my other exes, but the Korean version, yes. And I'm disturbed that it looks like him.
Big coincidence, because he hates Mondays as well, but he loves lasagna.
Mm.
Yes.
I could go for some lasagna, actually.
Also, this guy here, the other guy, the one who looks like your ex-boyfriend, Marcy, his name is Jaguar Wan.
Look at the phone! He closes his eyes! It's cute! Hey,
That's a
That's the thing, though. Say what you will about all these kind of shitty ninja or kung fu or martial arts films, the fight sequences are usually the best.
They're entertaining as fuck. Like, no matter what, it's just so much fun.
I was getting him a stretch muffler.
I will say this, on a humid day, my hair could be any combination of all these guys. I apologize, Beetle.
He's scared now.
That's my hair last night, because it was so humid.
Jacket's off. Yeah, he's down to business.
He took his jacket off.
Jacket's off. Although he hasn't got his jacket off, so he's like, yeah, this is too easy.
Yeah, he's like this bolo-wearing guy from earlier. It's no match for me.
I'm just amazed that they can bite and kick and do all this stuff wearing pants like that.
Yeah, well, that's why they wore flares, because they had a bit more give to them.
Yeah. Ooh, hit him in the ass. Ooh, hit him in the ass. In the back of the head. Whee!
Umbo.
Whee!
Ooh. Finish him.
I love how they do the double take, like double shot of the same fucking scene. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at him, smug bastard. He's chewing gum the whole time. Oh, he was a smug bastard. He really was. If my ex-boyfriend ever listens to this, I'm not sorry.
What a shame.
Look at his outfit.
He bought the wrong size. The other bit is meant to be up the other way.
They're the ones where one bit goes up, the other goes down. I don't know why. There's
yeah,
no...
I think because like if it's so, upside
so be,
down...
So, Pete, how do you use your size?
Okay, first of all, what you do with
first
your
of all...
Never like this.
Oh. So the tips go together, right?
What?
It's a robot!
What is this? A transformer?
Ninja robot.
Wait for it.
It's a ninja transformer!
Wait.
Oh, no! It.
Wait.
What? It's talking!
He's down.
Alright, so the evil red...
Garfield phone!
Phone! That fucking Garfield phone. The red ninjas, for some bizarre reason, they send their messages... Via
toy
robots. Yes.
I'm doing that from now on. If you got to hear from me, I'm fucking sending you a fucking Transformer robots.
Now we'll move right along to the third film for this episode, which of course was a film that actually won my Patreon polls pick back last year. And that was a film called Double Trouble, which starred the Barbarian Brothers. Now, this was... I honestly did not expect Double Trouble to win that poll, but I sort of put that together with the other three films I had on that poll. But I'm so glad it did, because this was also a really fun episode for us. And also, just like in Ninja Terminator with that dude's blonde hair, there is a bit of an item of clothing in this one that also became a bit of an obsession for us on the show. And so let's get straight to it. Here is Double Trouble.
Oh my god.
Look at that hair, dude.
Was he in a crop top?
Yes. And she's like in a streetwalker gear at their car.
Well, obviously, she's undercover, obviously.
Yeah. Alright, so basically
oh
back to
oh my god,
this
his
movie.
Hair!
We need one of those wigs for you.
Yes!
Yes. That needs to be the,
actually, I think Bean has that wig. You better go put it on.
I do have that wig.
Oh, bum crack!
No!
Butt crack!
Ew, get it off the screen!
My eyes have been soiled!
No!
That was way too much butt crack from that security guard
that
was needed from this movie.
That was. But Bean, you have that wig. You can show the Patreons.
Hold on. Alright, I'll be back.
Yes. Why is he wearing a fucking sweater crop top? We all
Marcy,
need to wear that.
Marcy, why does Beat have a wig?
We're not allowed to say, but he can show it off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not at liberty to say just yet. But I am... So, okay, are they like... Is... One barbarian brother, a cop, and the other one is the cat burglar?
Yes.
Is that okay? So who's... How does... How does Roddy McDowell fit into this?
I think he's the big bad.
So they both will have to team up to fight him.
I assume.
Mm.
Dave?
Dave Peter!
Nah, why are you spraying the wall?
I don't know. I just felt like it. Okay, dude.
Alright, everybody, just call me Bead Paul.
Get that hair going, Bead.
You gotta comb it out of the back.
Yeah.
I gotta comb it at the back, yes. I gotta make sure it's all straight.
He is the third barbarian brother.
Yes. Beady barbarian.
They're gonna be in the new triplets movie. Brother is a fucking burglar. Why doesn't he just put him in jail?
He was in jail, but then he got out on good behavior.
Well, clearly he's not doing good behavior right now.
And he's gotta catch him first.
Exactly. Mm. I mean, he can't be that hard to find him. Like, he's living in a really nice house somewhere. You only have to track down where he lives.
I have no idea what's going on. Teach you to shoot at
me. Uh-oh.
What?
His trap backfired.
Whoa! And now we're at the jewelry mart again.
That was the same place as before!
It was!
Why would you rob the same place twice?
Change your sweater. He's got one shirt.
I am obsessed with that. I can't deal with it. Like, what is this?
He has been wearing that shirt for like.
He didn't even hit him.
I'm gonna have to take this wig off because my head is starting to get really hot.
Oh, damn it, Bede.
I will wear it again. Don't worry. But
now you look weird again.
There we go.
Much better.
That looks disturbing.
Oh, you broke Marcy.
Oh, God.
I actually like it this way.
Stop it! It looks so bad. Oh,
see, he hates his brother so much, he throws him in a jail cell with people he has arrested before. It's like, hey guys, I know you guys want to hit me. Why don't you hit my brother instead?
How could you not tell it's his brother? Ad, they look the fucking same.
You opened up the closet to his wardrobe. It's just like dozens of Raiders sweatshirts.
Yes, that's all it is. Jeans.
That's it.
Yep.
That's the only outfit he had. That's all they could afford for this movie.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Why would anyone be allowed to wear a crop top at a police station?
I don't know why he's allowed to wear that in general.
Yes.
Who's going to tell him no?
Oh my God.
James Zuhart, it's Scotty! Agent Regan from the FBI. I can't do it, Captain. I don't have the power.
Oh, who's this asshole?
That's Corbin Burnson's brother.
Oh. Like, you have to excuse my voice. Like, what?
I'm trying very hard not to use my Scottish accent. Because I'm an American police chief.
I've been busy with the LA wars all morning.
Also, hell. Those breakdancing kids and breaking too.
And then I just heard about this guy in Little Tokyo with a wig.
Wow, he really.
Oh, bullshit.
He really don't want to be told he does take steroids.
He looks like he's taking steroids, allegedly.
I don't take steroids until the times that I do take steroids.
Oh, yes. My God. Oh, I thought he was going to put it on his penis.
That's what he does when he's alone.
That's what he and his girlfriend like to get up to in their spare time.
Well, that's fine. If that gets them going, good for them.
Oh, give it to me more, Daddy. Oh, sorry.
Bean, I don't need to know what goes on in your personal life.
The safe word is Raiders.
You break us both.
Oh, look, he's got a poster on his wall that says love, so he must have a poster that says laugh and live elsewhere in the house.
He's got all this artwork, but where's the Raiders poster?
Exactly.
I'm confused. What brother's house were we at?
They take his car lease to a Lamborghini.
Yeah. All right, so the guy in the suit, that's Peter, the jewel thief. And, of course, Crop Top is the cop. Crop
yeah,
top,
but whose house were we at?
We were at Peter's.
Which one's Peter?
He's the one on the left with the suit.
Okay, so that was his house. Okay, that's why there was no Raiders shirts. Okay, posters. Yes. Fuck.
See, this movie should have been retitled Crop Top Cop.
Crop Top
It should have been.
Cop. It should have been called The Safe Word is Raiders.
That could be the subtitle. Crop Top 2, The Safe Word is Raiders.
So who was the other guy? He's a henchman or something, right?
Yes, he was a henchman. Man, I thought we were partners.
I'm so confused.
Well, I hope all of you enjoyed that collection of some of our favourite moments from the film, Double Trouble. Now, with that one out of the way, we'll go straight to the fourth film. And I got to tell you right now, out of all the episodes that Marcy Batch and I did for the 2B Tuesdays podcast in 2022, this one, without a doubt, is the most epic episode we have ever done. And one that we still can't believe we actually were able to do. Because as you would know last year, we found out that Troma, the film studio behind such classics as The Toxic Avenger, Class of Nukem High, and so many others, decided to release a whole bunch of films on the streaming service Tubi. So we decided that, you know what, we should do an entire month of Troma films. But not only that, we thought, you know what we should do? We should actually try to reach out to the man behind all those classic films, and as well as the face of Troma himself, Lloyd Kaufman, to see if he'd be interested to come on the show, whether it be for an interview or an audio commentary for one of his films. Now, when we did reach out, we honestly didn't expect, like, it would happen, like he would get back to us, but he did. And he was very much interested to being a part of our show. And not only that, actually doing an audio commentary with us. So we let Lloyd pick the film he wanted us to do for the show. And it ended up being the film Tromeo and Juliet. And now this episode in particular was very different from our regular show, because this is kind of more audio commentary / interview type of episode of the show. But that being said, this entire episode was just a huge moment for all three of us. We were absolutely giddy the entire time. And even now, I still can't believe that Lloyd Kaufman, Uncle Lloyd, joined us for this episode and watched his own film with us. And I'm still going to be even buzzing about this whole episode, even right now in 2023. So let's get straight to it. Here are our favorite moments with Uncle Lloyd from our episode on Tromeo and Juliet.
And we are here with the legendary, the one and only Lloyd Kaufman. Uncle Lloyd, thank you for joining us today. Woo!
We're not worthy.
Well, thank you. I am not worthy. Thank you very much. This is indeed not to be evening.
To be or not to be. That is the question.
It's a Shakespeare reference, because The Tempest is our latest Shakespearean adaptation, and it is being called the best adaptation of The Tempest that has been created in the entire history of Shakespeare. But we're going to talk about Romeo and Juliet, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Indeed.
Oh, look at this. A squirrel.
It's the squirrel.
That poor squirrel.
Yeah, that's an animatronic squirrel. It's not real.
I was going to say, Lloyd, what I love about the opening, you know, logo of Troma. I was just saying, like, that opening logo needs to be up there with, like, the legendary 20th Century Fox or Columbia Pictures or Warner Brothers logos. It's that iconic.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much and appreciate it. And Lemmy, who is... Lemmy has more words on screen. He has more dialogue than anybody, and yet you can't understand one word. So now, as we did about 8 movies, at some point we gave him subtitles, but he, unfortunately we didn't give him subtitles, so you can't quite understand everything. Also, he rewrote some of James Gunn's scripts.
Oh.
And to this day, James Gunn is not a fan of Lemmy. But I
don't know.
I say Lemmy was a great friend of Troma, and he was the best. And Sean Gunn right there, a wonderful guy, a great guy. And, of course, Sean Gunn and James Gunn and Stevie Blackheart, who's in this movie. Stevie is one of James Gunn's best friends. There's Debbie Rochon, who's been in about 8 Troma movies, Scream Queen, and probably the queen of horror.
Now, with the backstory of like what happened between the two houses, I love how the use of the old Troma films and as the movie studio.
Well, thank you, Stan Lee, with whom I was friendly since I was at the very prestigious Bourgeois Yale University. I became friends with him for over 50 years, and he was a big inspiration and also advisor. He didn't particularly care for the extreme graphic nature of our somewhat adult scenes, but he was a big fan of Troma. Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, was his favorite, but he gave me a lot of advice on all of the films that I did since the 70s.
Now, on this show, Lloyd, we have a Hall of Fame, and I think the upcoming Penis Monster is officially joining the Hall of Fame with this episode.
I love the Penis Monster.
Well, tell you something, Harry Bowles, that's his name, Harry Bowles, he's become quite a Troma favorite, and if you go on my Instagram, you will see, or on my Twitter, at Lloyd Kaufman, Instagram is at Uncle Lloyd Kaufman, because I've been thrown off 2 times. You will see that there are quite a number of people with Harry Bowles tattoos. Plus, Harry Bowles has a cameo in Terra Firma. And as if that isn't enough, I believe Harry Bowles is in Return to Nukem High, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. There's a cameo there. I know he has a cameo in another movie I directed. It's just a little foggy. I'm 77 and a... took a lot of acid in the 60s. I'm not quite totally cogent. But thank you.
We all feel that.
Yes. Oh, man. I know I've already said this before, but I still can't believe that Uncle Lloyd joined us on the 2B Tuesdays podcast. This is definitely, without a doubt, one of the biggest highlights of the show for us, and it will be for quite a while. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed those little moments with Uncle Lloyd on that episode. Now, we'll move right along to the next film, which, of course, was a film that actually won Batch's Patreon poll picks for that month. And that, of course, was the film Caveman, starring Ringo Starr. Now, I'd heard about Caveman for a number of years, but I had never seen it until we actually sat down to watch it for the show. And I know for the three of us, we're very much glad that our Patreon subscribers picked this film for the show, because this film ended up being an absolute riot overall as an episode. And also, it kind of utilized in a big way a brand new character who had just recently just started appearing on the show. And that, of course, is Gaiku Kaiju, who has become one of our favorite characters on the show. So let's get straight to it. And all hail Gaiku Kaiju with Caveman. Indeed.
At least we won't have to worry about subtitles in this movie.
We pretty much have to, like... Since from what I understand, the characters do speak in caveman voice throughout... Whoa! Whoa! Oh, that plant's doing an Evil Dead or Ringo Starr!
Yeah, but it wants to cuddle him, and I don't like this.
Oh, he's just having a little cuddle with the plant.
Mm. Oh, it's a lizard. Oh, he's going to eat it, isn't he?
Well, he's got to eat it. It's baby Gabra.
That's mean. You don't eat baby Gabra.
That's baby Kaiku Kaiju.
Oh my god, it is Geico Kaiju. How did Geico Kaiju get in this movie?
Oh, hello, Geico Kaiju. It is I, the one, the great Geico Kaiju.
Whoa.
That is me. That is my older brother.
So that's your older brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that this movie combines, like, stop-motion animation.
Yeah.
It's like a Ray Harryhausen style stop-motion animation, too.
Oh,
don't fuck that thing up.
You're either going to fuck that thing up or you're going to fuck it. Make up your mind.
Little column A, little column B.
Here, have a rolling stone.
Oh, Geico Kaiju eats rolling stones.
Well, I mean, with this movie, like, where it's set, this was only just when Mick Jagger was born.
And Keith Richards was already 2 zillion years old.
Exactly. Hey, this is my tree, get the fuck out.
You know, there are other trees.
He wants that one.
But he wants that one.
But I'm pretty sure the lizard will be able to, like, get him. Yes. Up that high.
This movie went from zero to fuck this shit o'clock very quickly.
Very much so.
I like how, like, the lizard monster's eyes look like googly eyes.
Yeah.
It's Geico Kaiju, just, you know.
It is.
Uh-oh.
Oh god.
Wait a second. You're not Dennis Quaid!
I'm so, like, having any understanding of the caveman speak, I'm just confused.
Well, luckily though, even though we have no idea what the characters are saying, the movie, at least we can understand what's going on through the visuals.
Yes. I mean, that's important, and that scene was hilarious.
He's banished now.
He banished. He went to no man's land.
Which is in California, I'm assuming.
Oh wait, now is Ringo Starr all by himself?
Yes.
Is he a lone caveman for the rest of the movie?
I'm sure he'll find his tribe.
There's got to be a drum set around here somewhere.
He's looking for Thomas the Tank Engine.
Well, Thomas, where are you? Oh, wait, I'm Charles Bronson, sorry.
Oh, wait, he found Dennis Quaid.
The best-looking caveman of all.
Why are they hopping?
Because his leg is hurt.
Oh.
They're doing the whole romance running towards each other in slow motion thing.
And they're both hopping.
It's his buddy.
It's his buddy, it's his guy.
Like, I know this copy we're watching doesn't have subtitles, but I would find it hilarious if the subtitles are legit just all the caveman speak.
Uh-oh.
He just invented chiropractic.
He invented what now, B?
Chiropractic.
They just adjusted each other's backs, so now they can stand up straight.
It was.
Now I can play the drums. Oh, wait a minute, I'm Charles Bronson again. What am I doing?
Hello, Charles Bronson. It's me, Charles Bronson.
Hello, Charles Bronson. It's nice to see you. Also, yeah, Charles Bronson.
The brothers Bronson have a problem to pick with this podcast. Where were we last week when all the characters were thanking for the 2-year anniversary? We were snubbed. Just
indeed,
like my gun.
We were, Exactly. We were snubbed from being asked to contribute to the anniversary special. But we got to remember, we were busy at the time. Yes, we were busy at the time because we were killing people who tried to kill our families.
I mean, look, Charles Bronson, you both had an open invitation. I mean, that's on you. You know, I know, like, Shelley Long sort of has, like, a headband thing and it's all fluffy, but it looks like her hair.
It's Geico Kaiju again.
He's a pumpkin eater. He's pissed.
Those googly eyes are slaying me. They're, like, all over the place. It's making me laugh. Matcha.
Monster.
A monster, yeah.
He's gonna throw that pumpkin. Landed on his horn.
2 points.
See, they've created Halloween now because there's a pumpkin in this movie.
He really doesn't like that thing being on its horn.
Now, whipping that pumpkin on his head, the Gaiku Kaiju will now be known as Pumpkinhead.
I mean, it's not really covering his whole head.
Well, it's on his head, so it can kind of count.
I mean, that's debatable.
Hmm.
You know, it's a little bit debatable.
Also, I don't know if this movie is historically accurate, because I'm pretty sure dinosaurs and cavemen do not coexist at the same time.
How do you know what happened 1 zillion years ago, B?
Marcy...
Were you there? No.
Well, that is true.
Hmm, see? You don't know.
Oh, he just did all their backs.
I like how this movie, Ringo Starr is the sex symbol, and like basically Dennis Quaid is the fucking nerd.
Pretty much.
Even back then, they had fucking nerds.
Exactly. They just didn't invent glasses yet.
Mm.
Look at that fucking caveman nerd.
Caveman nerd.
Caveman nerd, that's a movie we're pitching to Tubi.
Yes.
Yes. All hail Geico Kaiju. And now, moving right along to our next film, which happens to also be the very first episode that we did in 2022, and also kicked off phase two of the show. And that, of course, was a film that actually won our Tubi Originals Patreon poll picks, which, of course, was the family film Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood. Now, we just put a whole bunch of Tubi original films on the poll, and I gotta be honest, I did not expect this film to win the poll, and I think all three of us were shocked that it did, and when we sat down to watch it, because none of us watched it prior to the show, and oh boy, this movie was something for us. It was an absolute riot from beginning to end. Also introduced us to a friend of the show, Ryan Ebert, who was also the co-writer of this film and who we also did an interview with on a special episode. So, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to say it right now. This was the perfect film to start off 2022 for us for this show. So let's get straight to it. Here are the best moments from Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood.
I think that... Well, I was looking up, because I'm going to look, in my research on this movie, there is so far barely any trivia.
They're at Nottingham Elementary!
No!
Fuck off!
Indeed, fuck off!
You know what, I'm going to make a prediction, and I mean, I don't know what John Lovitz's character's name in the movie, because I know he plays the principal. If he's not named Principal Sherwood, I'm going to be upset.
Sheriff.
Yes. These these kids have no idea what they're doing.
I don't.
And there's like, that kid looks like tiny Shia LaBeouf back there.
It's Sheriff. It's Prince.
Look at him. It's like Shia LaBeouf talking at him.
It does.
It's Asylum Shia LaBeouf.
Yes. Yes. He's a buyer, Shaboof.
God, why? Why did you have to point that out? I can't look at the kid now.
So buyer LaShoof.
I don't want to look at
him. He does look like him! It's scary!
He does, and I don't like it!
Don't worry, he's going to be sent off to jail very soon.
Jesus.
Baya LaShouf, star of Steven Evans.
Yes. John Lovitz must be a very weak character if he needs fucking bodyguards up against 10-year-olds.
I don't even know what they're trying to plan, but it doesn't make any sense right now.
Because in theory, they should be getting the kid's phone back.
Yeah. Snake, other one, shoot that little girl. Get her out of this movie.
Have a nice day, sir.
See, this movie would have been better if this basically was a stealth Battle Royale remake.
Oh my god. The car
bubbles!
It's Wee Wee Foam!
Oh shit!
It's the death car, the car that does Wee Wee Foam.
Yes! What the hell?
Oh my gosh!
What is this?
Quick shot!
Tubies, this is asylum CGI, people.
This is amazing. I don't know what the hell is going on.
They're going after that briefcase.
How is he going to pick it up with a fishing wire?
John Lovitz is really not giving any effort into his performance.
Zero fucks.
Oh my god.
He literally isn't. He's like, John Lovitz. I don't know. I don't care. Saturday Night Live was 30 years ago. My career's down the toilet.
Oh my god, he worked out the fucking combination.
The combination was just 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, it was just zeros. How did he get back down there so quickly? He was on the top of the fucking school.
Maybe this is a Miles Morales, like, origin story before he became Spider-Man.
I don't know.
My fault? It's your fault. It's these kids' fault. It's my bodyguard's fault. It's my car's fault.
This is one of the most elaborate plans for a phone I've ever seen.
This is
my
like
agent's
Danny
fault. I don't have this movie.
This is like some Danny Ocean out of Ocean's 11 style, like, it's a heist.
Yeah, what is this?
That's one big pile of shit you got in your hand, kid.
And I'm going to murder every three of you.
I can't get over this kid's acting. His eyes look like they're going to bulge out of his head.
It's like if Nicolas Cage was a kid.
Oh, he's definitely going on the Hall of Fame then.
Oh, yes. I think this Baya LaShouf should be out.
His eyes are gonna explode from his head. He looks like he's gonna shit his pants.
I think this kid needs to be up for consideration for a supporting actor nomination for our Tubi Awards next year.
Is he gonna fall for this, really? They're here to fix his pipes.
So you're here to fix your pipes, are you? they're in the Men in Black.
Oh my god.
I will give the security guard credit. What? He's not an idiot.
What?
He's the best character in this movie.
Yes. And that boombox was just a blow up boombox, like with a balloon one. Where did the music come from? Wow. Oh, yep. See, there we go. He made a Doogie Howser reference. This movie was written by a 50-year-old.
Yep.
I will give credit. The kids just meant, like, who the fuck is Doogie Howser?
I think he's a kid who moved away.
Is there not another, like, entrance to the school? There's only, like, one door to get in the entire school.
Yeah, apparently there is.
Why not sneak around
back? Do you know what this is? Someone played Untitled Goose Game and decided to do it in movie form, but with kids and a security guard.
Oh my gosh. Here's a surprise for
my favorite security guard. Oh my god.
Said no one ever.
Oh, stick your head through. Oh no, no.
Yeah, oh, someone's about to get cream pied.
I don't like this. I'm assuming. It's a kid's movie.
There's so much sexual innuendos in this movie. So what you do is you stick your head into the hole.
No!
And then that's how you get a cream pie.
We are almost halfway through. Almost.
Just stick your head in and count to 10.
And close your eyes.
Think of happy thoughts.
Think happy thoughts, because you don't know what's going to happen.
And keep doing that, because you might get multiple cream pies. I want to feel sorry for John Lovitz for being in this movie, but then again, no, he signed on to this movie.
Never feel sorry for John Lovitz.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. That was Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood. So many highlights from that one. So many highlights, including Baya LaShouf as well. And now let's get to the final film that we'll be covering for part two of this show. And that, of course, is, in my honest opinion, probably hands down the best episode we did last year. And I have a feeling both Marcy and Batch would agree with this assessment. And it's a film that Marcy picked for the show. And that, of course, is Possessed by the Night, starring Shannon Tweed. Now, like a lot of the films we covered on the show, most of us went into this film absolutely blind. We didn't know what to expect. I'm not going to lie, I was completely and utterly enthralled by the absolute insanity of this film. And it went in directions I did not expect. Truly did make an excellent episode for the show. And as you're about to hear, it's hard not to understand why this was an absolutely insane episode. So let's get straight to it with Possessed by the Night. It's Chad McQueen.
It is Chad McQueen, the son of Steve McQueen. And one the father of Steve McQueen Jr. I didn't mean to
and also he's one of the stars from the original Karate Kid.
That is true. So he has some weird side plot in this movie. Don't ask me what it is, because I don't know.
He's come to buy a gremlin.
I think that's what he was thinking.
Y'all sell Mogwais?
Do you sell some Mogwais? No? Okay.
I was going to say, probably the biggest bit of trivia about this movie, Marcy, is that it's directed by Fred Olen Ray, who, of course, was the director of our 10th episode of this show, Sniper Special Ops.
That is true. There are a lot of classic Fred Olen
Ray. The Rob Van Dam classic.
So yes. This right here, what he's got in the jar, that is the weapon that they want to use to end the L.A. wars.
Ugh. Oh, it's Steven. Like a oh, wait, it's Steven Seagal in a jar.
I think that's just one of his stomachs.
Steven Seagal has like 5 stomachs.
He does, actually. It's how he eats all those Domino's and Subways.
And his own bullshit.
Yes.
I pop all you teed you with that, Marcy. Marcy's broken.
Oh, already.
That was amazing.
It's going to be one of those episodes, is it? Oolale, what's up, Holmes? You all got any Mogwais?
Why are these guys showing up? Why does he have Steven Seagal's one-eyed stomach in a jar?
Remember back in episode 10, I said that Steven Seagal probably had a brother, but he ate him in the wound? That's the brother.
Oh, God. A callback to episode 10. Uh-oh. Murdering?
To be fair,
that house was murdering.
It was. That house was possessed by the sex.
Oh, hold on. Let me get the sound music.
Oh! Oh my gosh, I can see what they both had for lunch 2 weeks before.
I know, right? It's a little bit awkward.
I don't feel comfortable. Oh, no! This is way too graphic. Only the leg is protected. Where the leg is, like, foot is only protecting us from seeing more.
I know, we've got booby fair, booty
Give
fair.
Give her a sandwich.
We've got almost his balls hanging out.
Is she a xenomorph?
You can see a lot of bone, actually.
Well, they are boning, so.
Well, yes. I mean, I don't know.
She's a zombie, right?
Yes.
It's a butt.
He's got a bit of a hairy booty fair.
Clearly, he doesn't wax at all or shave.
He doesn't. He has not heard of manscaping.
Well, manscaping didn't exist at the time. I mean, everyone was natural back then.
Is he trying to bone her? Because in that position, he wouldn't be in anything.
That's not how fucking works.
He's doing a Toppy Wiseau and going for the belly button.
Mm. See, this is why they apparently will need the jar later on.
He's going for that third hole.
I am terrified right now. I'm seeing way too much.
I'm too scared I'm going to see his balls.
I think I may have seen his butthole already.
That Bowflex is going to kill them all with keeps cutting over to it.
They're going to get electrocuted. Are they possessed by the night yet?
Bowflex that kills people. This movie is sponsored by Bowflex.
I'm glad I swallowed my drink. Yes,
it's still going.
Yeah, it goes on a while. And it keeps going.
Oh my gosh. Oh man, this lightning is turning me on.
I think that's what's happened. That is and a really awkward spoon.
And I'm spent.
That's the worst spooning position I've ever seen.
Indeed.
Well, he thought to cover his
I need those covers.
Now he's going to have a chest burster because she implanted eggs in him.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past this movie to do that.
No. Honey, I'm home.
You know what his office is missing? Steven Seagal's gremlin.
Why is there a cover over his computer?
I didn't notice.
It was the 80s.
He doesn't want to get... He's smart. He doesn't want to get dust on it and have to clean it.
He doesn't want to get viruses on it.
That's how you stop forgetting viruses.
That's how you stop viruses.
That's how he stops people looking at his webcam.
He's got to protect his OnlyFans investment.
You know what? I think we're only 5 minutes in this movie and I'm already loving it already.
Hey, everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
That computer needed protecting. The computer wants to go at the wife now too. And somehow she got her gown back on already.
Yeah.
She put it on in her sleep.
She did. She sleepwalks.
She sleep dresses.
Hey, honey. Hey, honey, you want to have sex with the computer? It's got its condom.
Shut up. It's making him all weirdly, like, aroused in a rough way or something.
I don't know if I feel comfortable about this.
Yeah. He wants to cuddle and she does not.
Yeah, he's totally cuddling. Mm. He's going for a cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yellowbeard style.
This has got a bit of that, like, From Beyond kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But just really silly-ish. And weird and uncomfortable.
Exactly.
It does.
Oh, banished to the couch.
Yep.
Oh, computer, you were so good last night.
Ew!
Ew, no!
Imagine waking up with that in your bed.
Honey, there's a testicle sleeping next to me.
Ew. Howard?
Steven Seagal tried to give me food.
You are a bastard. Mm-mm.
Actually, he is starting to look more like Patrick Bateman now. It's freaking me out.
Why does it look like he's sleeping?
Yeah, it's a silent Patrick Bateman.
Looks like he's sleeping on a towel. I don't know what
you're talking about. He's even got the same mouth as Christian Bale.
I told you, he looks like a Patrick Bateman crossed with Willem Dafoe, and it's weird. I don't like it.
Ominous music.
My favorite subtitle.
Now, my favorite subtitle of all time will always be Mystical Boying from Bloodbeat.
It was there. I swear it.
Roddy Piper was there. Suppose I made
it disappear too. But he went back to Frogtown.
Han.
Hano. What is with this angle?
This is not
the same Raimi shit right there.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Why is she showing her cleavage to the creature?
Because the creature is turned on. It likes what it sees.
Do you like what you see?
The creature's like.
It's like a new character on the show.
Yes.
Hold on, I
want a little body.
Hello, Krang.
Hello. Where's my body?
Yeah. I don't know, go ask Freda.
I think that is Krang in the jar. I'm convinced.
I see that voice bead and I raise you.
Warm, sexy Joe.
Okay, that's creeping me out. I don't like that.
Well, there you have it, everyone. Possessed by the Night, and in my honest opinion, the most epic filmed and part two of the best of 2022 episodes of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. I just want to say thank you to all of our fans and listeners for tuning in to both part one and part two of these episodes. I know Marcy, Batch, and I are hugely grateful for it, and we hope you all really enjoyed some of our favorite moments that came out of the show in 2022. And I have a really good feeling that 2023 is going to be another epic year for the show. So definitely stay tuned for all the episodes that we have coming up throughout the year. I'm very excited to see where this show goes this year, because I have a feeling it's just going to be even more crazier, more fun, and more awesome than the previous years. So definitely stay tuned for that. Now, if you want to find us out there on the internet, you can find all things the Super To Be Tuesdays podcast, and as well as the Super Network related, at our official Twitter account at twitter.com/SM_SuperNetwork, and as well as our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheSuperNetwork. And of course, you can find our official site at supermarcy.com, and you can listen to all previous episodes of the 2B Tuesdays podcast on all podcast streaming services everywhere. We're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Castbox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addicts, Pocket Cast, Deezer, Listen Notes, and Good Pods. And so definitely listen to us if one of those is your favorite podcast streaming service to listen to. Also, you can support the show by signing up and subscribing to the official Patreon account of The Super Network at patreon.com/TheSuperNetwork, where we have a lot of exclusives on there, including early access to all of our episodes of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and as well as the video versions of the show. And also, whenever we do our Patreon polls pick, you can actually vote on those as well. And if you become a subscriber, you'll also get me randomly pick a film for us to do on the show. So, and even join us on the episode as well. If you're not a subscriber yet, definitely do that right now. And also, you can find me personally at my official Twitter account at twitter.com/bjamine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with my reviews and columns. You can also find me on Letterboxd at letterboxd.com/bjamine. And also, you can follow the official Twitter account of my solo podcast, Bead vs. the Living Dead, at twitter.com/BeedVSTLD. So there you have it, everyone. Once again, on behalf of myself, Marcy, and Batch, we hope you enjoyed this two-part Best of 2022 episodes of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And stay tuned very soon for our second annual 2B Tuesday Podcast Awards. Yes, we're going to be doing that again next week, and in which we honor all the films that we covered on the show in 2022. And that, of course, will wrap up
these best of episodes. So stay tuned for our special award show. Well, stay tuned for that, and we'll see you all then. See you next Tuesday, everyone. Bye.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.